Hello. As we talked about in episode 127, we are committed to providing content, and we hit a stretch where Cole and I's schedules are not aligning, and he's off doing all kinds of crazy things in his work, but we're committed to producing two episodes a week, and so we are going to have one more week of totally unedited podcasts. So that's where we're at. That's what this is, and here we go. Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week, and regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. And if it does add value, it would mean the world to us if you would share with a friend or to rate and review our show. It makes a big difference. Well, as we talked about in episode 127 of this idea of the pursuit of failure, and how when we do these things that are scary, that are difficult, that are uncomfortable, that's where we grow. That's when we move forward. That's when we can have success. And I remember how nervous I was to record that episode, because I knew it was totally unedited, and whatever I said would be what gets published. And it was scary, and it was uncomfortable, and the feedback has been absolutely incredible, which makes doing this again a little less uncomfortable, a little less scary, a little less intimidating. And I love that. I love that I felt some level of comfort, though I didn't want to produce more unedited episodes. That's where we're at, and that's what we have to do here for another week. But the fact that I did it, and that we did it, and it worked well, gives us the motivation and the affirmation to do it again. So today's episode, I want to start with a story. A while back, I was telling Cole about something that had happened to me, and there was somebody in my life, somebody that I care about a lot. They came at me for something, and they called me out on something, and in a way, what they were calling me out on was true, but it was small, and it was kind of ridiculous. And I was sharing the story with Cole. Hey, Cole, what do you think of this? And I explained to him that this thing happened, and I just kind of let it go. And he asked, or actually he said, hey, you know, if that was me, I probably would have just let him have it. And my response to that and the conversation that came out of that was something along the lines of, you know, I kind of wanted to. I kind of wanted to push back and let him have it for having the audacity to come at me about something so ridiculous. But I didn't want to give up my influence in their life. And that was the conversation that spun out of that. And as I framed it up that day, and I think about it a lot because our world is spiraling in such a crazy way at this point that is far more than it was back then. But had I really let this person have it for saying something to me that was probably across the line a little bit and maybe a little ridiculous, I would have literally have just given up all influence I had over their life. And I have a lot of influence over their life. We all have influence in some degree, in some areas of life, with some people. And I know that had I pushed back or, you know, went off on these people for what they did, I would have voluntarily and intentionally have given up all the influence I have in their life. And in the many, many months that have passed since that conversation I had with Cole, I have had influence in their life. And good things have happened from that I easily could have given up. And that brings me to where we're at today. It seems like we continually have these things that happen in our culture over and over and over and over again that cause us stress and tension and anger, and we react and we revolt. publicly. And not that long ago, I had a friend, somebody that I care deeply about. I care deeply about them. And I respect them so much. They posted something to the effect of, if you believe XYZ, then you need to erase me from your life. I want nothing to do with me. You're dead to me. And that was something they put out publicly. That's intense. That's intense when something like that happens. This person just gave up all the influence they had in some people's lives. Did they give up the influence they had in my life? I don't know, maybe. They might have, maybe partially. But I always asked, to what end? To what end are you doing these things? Are you saying these things? And the question might be, well, why are we talking about this on this podcast? Isn't this a financial podcast? Well, one of the things that I talk a lot about in my coaching and just in my speaking is this idea of pursuing a life of meaning. And there are three things that we can control, three of the big things that we can control that I think can help provide that life of meaning. I always say, pursuing work that matters. That helps drive meaning. Redefining the role that money plays in our life. That can help drive meaning. But the third one is creating impact on others. When we create impact on others, big or small, that helps drive a life of meaning. And therefore, I think this is a relevant topic. Because people are just giving up their influence. And it's ironic because they're giving up influence by thinking they have an influence. They're doing it by thinking they're making a difference in their words. And I have some other friends of mine that say, Travis, you have a platform. Travis, you have influence. You're an influencer, which I always laugh at. You need to use it to advocate for these things. And I disagree with that. People look to me to give them guidance and wisdom on certain topics. Just because I have wisdom and something meaningful to say in a very specific area of life, that doesn't mean that people care about what I think about all the other areas of life. Some people do. Some people I have equity with that care what I think, but probably not for most. So why would I go down roads with people that don't care what I think, knowing that it will sabotage any influence I have in the areas that I do add value to their life? That's the part that I wrestle with. I wrestle with it a lot. And there are other people that live more public lives that do. And I think what happens is they're segmenting out the population and saying, okay, this half of the population, screw you. I don't care if you ever talk to me again. I'm just going to talk to this half of the population and I'll influence them. But I love everybody. I don't want to cut off half the people in my life or a third of the people in my life. I don't feel like that's something worth pursuing. And what we're doing when we quote unquote use our influence, we're not changing people's minds. We're just creating hate and dissension. We're creating anger and bitterness and resent. I don't get that. There are so many people that have so much influence and so much influence in my life that I'm watching them publicly and privately throw it away over and over and over again. And if you were to ask them, they would say, no, they're using their influence for good. I'm not sure how many minds have been changed by just throwing a hand grenade into a room and walking away. I'm not sure that's causing a lot of positive change. Now, people surely know where you stand. Yeah, that is very clear. And I think that's probably, if that's the win, then I guess that's the win. But in doing so, you are giving up the influence you have in people's lives. And this doesn't apply to people that are quote-unquote influencers or have a microphone or have a video camera that or have a keyboard, you know, in a blog. That's not what this is. We all have influence. We are all influencers in our own regard. The audience to which we have an influence and the means by which we influence them is different from person to person. Some people have a much smaller audience that they influence. Some have a huge audience they influence. But we all have an audience. We all have people looking at us, looking to us to make a difference, to influence them. And we all have choices to make each and every day. We have a choice to make of how are we going to use that influence? Are we going to use it for good? Are we going to use it in a way that will actually influence people? Or are we just going to throw something out there and cause hate and dissension and cause a big chunk of people to lose respect for us and to resent us and just turn their backs on us? Because at some point, people will just mute you or they'll take what you say with a grain of salt or they'll just turn against you. So there's so much to this. And it feels like every day there's a new example of, holy cow, this person did this so right. And oh my gosh, this other person did it so, so wrong. And that's a choice. Every day when we talk to somebody, every day when we get on social media, every day when we're spending time with our colleagues and our friends and our family, we have a choice. And I know what my choice is going to be. And there are days that I want to make a different choice. There are days when I want to just say, screw it, I'm going to say this other thing over here. But then I remember, I have a responsibility and I have influence on those people in my life. I don't want to just throw it away for nothing. And so that's my question to you today. As you enter your week, how are you going to use your influence? And will you willingly throw it away? I hope you don't. But that is a question to wrestle with as you engage in the world around you. And I hope as you do that, I hope you find meaning. I hope you pursue the meaning in it and use your influence. Don't let it go to waste and use it to the best of your ability to make an impact on others. That's all I have for today. If you'd like to reach us outside of the podcast, we would love to hear from you. You can find us on our Facebook group through the link in the show notes. You can find us on Instagram, Meaning Over Money, or me, Travis Shelton, on Instagram. You can find our YouTube channel. And of course, you can find Meaning Over Money, which is our financial course for young adults, where we teach young adults how to live for the meaning and not for the money. And that's at meaningover.money. And if you decide to buy a course, please do not pay full price. It's our way of saying thank you for listening. You can get 25% off by using the promo code podcast25, podcast25. But if that's not your thing, you're not into that, that's okay. We're just glad that you're here. And we hope this podcast continues to add value to your journey. Take care, guys.